Welcome back to West Kent Radio's Legal Eagle, where Berry and Lambert solicitors Darren Forrester is guiding us through the process of taking a dispute to the Small Claims Court. Before the break, Darren explained how to decide whether to pursue a claim. So Darren, if our listeners do decide to proceed, what evidence and documentation do they need before going to court?
The main thing is to use documents which are relevant to the dispute. So the normal documents you would expect will be a contract, if there is one, any relevant emails, letters or correspondence between the parties. Photographic and video evidence can also be shown to the court. The key issue is just to produce to the court any relevant documents that explain what was happening at the time and the nature of the dispute.
So if they do decide to proceed, how long will it take for a judge to hear their case, and is it a costly process?
The whole purpose of the Small Claims Court is for disputes to be resolved quickly and in a cost-effective way. There are two ways you can bring a claim in the Small Claims Court, which are one by a paper application, and the second route is through the online application process. There are lots of guidance notes online and on the government website to show you how to do this. You would normally expect a Small Claims Court to take between 4 to 6 months to be resolved. That's from the date that you issue your claim to the final hearing, which is known as the trial. The whole point of the Small Claims Court is to reduce costs, and there is a sliding scale of court fees which start at £35 for claims up to £300 and £455 for claims between £5,000 and £10,000. It is important to note that in normal court proceedings, the general rule is that the winning party in small claims proceedings can only recover fixed costs. And these costs are limited to, firstly, the cost of the court fee in issuing the claim. Secondly, the expenses that witnesses incur reasonably in travelling to the hearing. This means that even if you are successful, any lawyer's fees are generally not recoverable unless it can be shown that that party has acted unreasonably in those proceedings. The purpose of this is to try to discourage parties from incurring solicitors' costs and other legal costs which are not necessary at claims at such a value. The court considers that claims under £10,000 should generally be dealt with by the court and not by lawyers.
That's great to know. So thank you so much, Darren. Finally, is there a time limit on filing a small claim?
The general time limit in most contractual cases is 6 years from the date of the breach. I think, though, that your listeners need to be very careful if they're approaching that 6-year limit, that maybe they would seek legal advice just to check. Because if you are outside of that limitation period, then it is likely the courts will strike out your claim.
Thanks, as always, Darren, for being our legal eagle. And hopefully that's shed some light if you are thinking about pursuing a claim in a small claim court. So if you want to know more, do contact the team at Berry & Lamberts in Tunbridge Wells. And you can find all their details on the West Kent Radio website and at berryandlamberts.co.uk. And join us for next month's Legal Eagle on West Kent Radio.